Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, produced by Brian Curtis and written by Marion Hartley.
Hello?
Hello, darling. I'm just phoning to let you know I'm back.
Oh, good.
Ah, but what a kerfuffle it was. First of all, the flight was delayed, and then I couldn't find my case.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, but it was my fault. I got confused and I thought my case was black instead of blue.
What are you on about?
I was looking for the wrong coloured case.
Had you been drinking?
No, of course I hadn't. Anyway, you okay?
Yes, I'm fine. Look, Amy's talking about coming to you for 2 weeks now, so can you talk her out of it, please?
Oh, I think that's a great idea.
No, it's not. I need her here. So tell her she can't stay that long. Vince, are you there? Did you hear what I said?
Yes, I'm here. Look, I'd better go. I'll phone you soon.
Remember to tell Amy that it's not convenient for her to stay for that long.
Gotta go. Bye.
Oh, here we go again.
Just a minute. Okay, Nick, so we'll leave it at that. We'll leave it like that, shall we? Yes, I agree. Okay, bye for now. Come in. Jim, what can I do for you?
Nothing. I can do something for you.
Oh, what's that then?
I found an offer on White Bay for the restaurant I told you about.
Oh, I'm afraid it's too late. I've already booked.
Well, cancel it and we can book again.
We?
Yeah, that's the good bit. The offer is excellent, but it's only for 4 people.
Oh, well, that would have been nice, but as I say, it's all booked and I've already told Penny all about it.
Oh, so would it help if I had a word with her?
No, that's good of you, but let's leave it as it is. Maybe another time, eh?
Yeah, okay, if you're sure.
Yes, I am. Sorry, mate, but I don't want to muck Penny about. There'll always be another time.
Yeah, okay. I suppose it'll come up again. It's a pity, though. It would have been a good night with you, me, Penny, and...
And who? Who were you going to take?
Yeah, I don't know. I hadn't quite decided.
Yeah, he went back yesterday.
Well, it won't be that long and you'll be going over there. I bet you can't wait.
No, I can't. No work. But I've lots of wine and plenty of time to lie by the pool with a good book. What could be better?
Think of us, won't you?
Oh, I will.
Yeah, I bet you do. You'll be lying there eyeing up all the waiters.
As if I would.
Why not? You're there to enjoy yourself.
Oh, Penny, just the person I wanted to see. I hope you enjoy your night out. I was hoping to join you, but alas, I won't be able to.
Oh, what a pity.
Yes, but you have a lovely time. I really do feel quite envious, you know.
Do you?
Yes. Anyway, I must go.
What was that all about?
I'm not sure. But I get the impression he was hoping to join me and Michael.
I thought that. So, tell me where you're going.
I'll tell you as long as you don't rub Jim's nose into it.
No, I won't do that. Anyway, why would he be coming up to dinner with you guys?
I don't know, because I don't want him there.
Do you think Michael asked him?
I suppose he must have done.
I don't think he would.
Well, what was Jim on about? Oh, he does annoy me sometimes.
So where's Carla?
She's not here.
Why not? I thought she was covering for me.
Oh, yes. Well, there was a bit of a problem.
Oh, what happened?
She cancelled.
What? Have you been here all by yourself?
No, I called Amy at the shop and she came in.
Oh, that's good of her. Where's she now?
She's with Millie.
And is everything all right?
Yes. I did say, though, that when you came back, Amy could go.
Oh, I see. Well, I'll go and have a word with her. Are you okay?
Me? Yes. Yeah, I'm fine, thanks.
Millie, that's a brilliant idea. I'll go and run it by Connie.
Hello, darling.
Mum, gosh, you were quick.
Well, I went straight in.
And what did they say?
They told me I need to slow down and not do so much. Oh, and to take up some gentle exercise. Can you see me doing that? Honestly, I wish I'd never gone.
I'm glad you did, Mum, because they're right. I've told you that you do too much.
Well, maybe if you worked here more often, I could do less.
Right, I'm off.
Oh, Amy, don't be like that. At least stay for a coffee.
No, thanks. I'll see you later. Bye, Millie.
Amy didn't look very happy.
Maybe she wasn't pleased about having to come in.
Well, she'll be on holiday soon. That would do her the world of good.
Do you know she's thinking of going for 2 weeks?
Oh, what a good idea. If I was her, I'd stay out there for as long as I could.
Oh, and who's going to work in the cafe? It won't run itself, you know.
We can manage.
No, we can't. Not with just you and me.
And Millie.
Oh, no wonder I get dizzy spells. It's all this worry. And Amy doesn't help going away at this time.
Helen, Amy deserves a holiday.
Well, we all do, but I can't take one, can I? Who'd be in charge then? Would you do it?
I might.
Now, I know what you're going to say.
And what's that?
Is the hotel finished?
Yes, I did wonder.
Oh, Penny, come
no,
on.
No, it's... hang on. It's only because it's so cheap.
Oh, I agree with you. I did get us a really good deal. But all the agents are doing offers on holidays at the moment.
Oh, I thought you bought it off the net.
Well, I did, but the agents have exactly the same holidays advertised.
Well, if it's the same, why didn't you book through them?
Because I saw it online. I only saw it advertised in Hayes Travel yesterday.
And it's exactly the same holiday?
It looks like it, yeah.
If this hotel does not have a roof on it, I will go mad.
Oh, so what if it doesn't? We're going to Spain. It's always sunny there.
Oh, Cathy, you've just jinxed it now. Something's bound to go wrong.
Oh, don't be silly. You can't accept the fact that I got us a really good deal.
But it seems too good to be true.
No, it's not. Don't worry. Look at the picture again.
Oh, I know. It all looks wonderful.
And it will be.
Well, I hope so, because last year was dreadful. I just want it to run smoothly this year.
It will. Trust me. It's going to be a fantastic holiday.
Are you watching this?
No, not really.
I wonder what would be next.
Oh, I think it's a gardening programme.
No, I don't mean that. I mean with the cuts. First they change the date when I can get my pension, and now I won't be getting my free TV licence. What do you think will happen next?
Oh, heaven only knows. But I'm not going to spend all my time worrying about it. It wouldn't change anything, will it?
No, I know that. And I'm not particularly worried. I'm annoyed.
Well, don't be. There's no point. You've just got to accept it.
Why should I? Anyway, I have the right to have an opinion.
Of course you do. But don't bore me with it. I'm not interested, OK?
Fine. And I suppose you wanted to stay in the EU.
If you must know. Yes, I did.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.